Chapter 2. How Animals Perceive the World. The problem with normal people is they're too cerebral. I call it being abstractified. I have to fight against abstractification constantly when I'm working with the government and the meatpacking industry. A big part of my job now is trying to make sure all food animals are given a humane slaughter. But even though there's a lot of support for animal welfare, it's getting harder to make good reforms instead of easier. It's harder because today government regulatory agencies are all run by people who've been to college, but who, in some cases, have never even been inside a meatpacking plant, let alone worked in one. It's terrible. I keep telling them, "You've got to go out there and visit a plant." Things were different in the 1960s when I was visiting my aunt's ranch in Arizona. That was my first experience with the United States Department of Agriculture. At that time, livestock were being attacked by screwworms all over the West, Southwest, and Mexico. Screwworms are the larvae of a fly that lays its eggs in open wounds. The wounds can be from anything, a cut, a tick bite, or even a newborn's navel. Screwworms can attack humans, too, and like to lay their eggs inside the nostril. When the eggs hatch, the maggots come out and eat the animal alive. Other maggots eat dead flesh, but screwworm maggots eat live flesh, and they're deadly. Up until the USDA got involved, my aunt had been digging the maggots out of wounds on her horses by hand. She would pick each maggot out with the tweezers, drop it on the ground, and squash and stomp it. Then she'd blob screwworm paste all over the wound to fill it up so no flies could get back in and lay more eggs. The paste looked like black roofing cement. If you didn't do this, the horse would die. A screwworm infestation was a hideous, horrible thing. The USDA field workers figured out how to get rid of